everybody, welcome to the Tabletop Stop. This is Brayden, your DM.
This is Sarah, I'm Flint. Cammy, I play Zero.
Zach, and I play everyone's favorite automaton, Case.
And I'm Maddie, and I play Jenna.
Your face was very close to the mic there, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta make sure they hear it.
Gotta make sure that Cammy's paying attention.
So after your recent stint at this sketchy warehouse with an NPC who I really didn't think you were going to hate that much.
I don't like him.
He made poor Flint have a trauma.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
I got a lot of angry sentiment about this NPC in between now and last episode, y'all. Like, holy shoot. The first time I was like, I was proud of myself. I was like, I didn't even mean to. I just was like, oh, hey, here's like a spooky guy.
He was mean. You will die painfully.
He was mean.
So the four of you made it back to Kuwata Corp without a hitch. Zero, who was the one who had the two guns? Zero, you arrive at Kuwata Corp, and before you walk in, you go to check them to make sure that they're there. And they're gone. They're nowhere to be found.
Cool. Hey, so funny story, y'all.
No.
Well, you remember the guns that we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have those anymore.
What?
Yeah. I probably, when we all got sent to hell, that probably was when that happened.
Y'all were in hell?
We were in corporate hell.
Oh, no. We did do that.
Like, we got in the portal, I don't know when that happened, but probably in there, we don't have the guns anymore.
I'm just glad you guys are back. I mean, who cares about those guns?
I mean, I care about those guns. But also, I'm glad to not be stuck in the portal.
Yeah. I would just like to say, since they got back, Flint has not at any time been not touching one of them in some way. Like, he's, like, had his hand on their shoulder or, like, just kind of been brushing against them.
I love that so much.
Mm-hmm. A little awkward, I'm assuming?
A little awkward. Trying to be subtle about it, but, like, just kind of staying huddled close to whoever is closest.
Aww. Yeah, so we, that's not good.
No.
That's bad.
Yeah, I would say that's not happy information.
Are we gonna get in trouble, maybe?
Yeah,
when you say that, Jenna starts to cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just Flint runs over and, like, hugs Jenna. He's like, it's okay, it's alright.
Oh, I did email Zaxby. Unless my photos are also stolen.
Oh, yeah, you said
in which case?
Did the photos work?
You said they were corrupted.
The ones in this portal didn't work, but all the ones before that where I took pictures of all the guns and all the computer screens and all that did work.
You have not yet received a reply.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. Now I'm scared. Oh. No, I like Zaxby, and they better be okay.
I bet he's the BBG.
Play some bets, right?
They're fine. They're fine.
I don't trust you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I didn't think about that.
Well, I hope they're okay.
Shrug. Nah, they're fine.
Okay, good.
Cool, what do you do?
Do we have, like, Bliss's phone number?
Yeah, I think she gave you her phone number last time.
Yeah, I called her, though. Like, I would
have you did.
Oh, yeah, she not, like, losing her mind.
Yeah, she should know that they disappeared and that they maybe came back. I don't know where we are at the moment. She met us there?
They came back in a quick enough time for you, seemingly, that you were able to call her back and, like, be like, okay, never mind, everything's fine.
Yeah, never mind, it's fine, it's all good, Forget what I said.
Oh, no.
Alright, let's just go talk to them. I'm sure that they'll be understanding. Like, they seem pretty nice.
Yeah, but this is kind of important.
But, like,
it'll be fine.
You know, what's the worst they can do? Trap us in some sort of awful extra-dimensional space?
I mean, they could fire us.
They probably could do that, too, if they wanted to.
They could.
Flint's face just falls. It's like, this is the first job I've ever been able to hold outside of my home.
We've been doing this job for, like, a couple days.
Like, less than a week.
It's like day 3.
Yeah, this is...
How many times have we been stuck in a portal and it's day three?
Twice.
Too many.
Isn't this technically still day one?
Yes.
Wait. You're right. How long is a day, dude?
A long time.
We've only played in-game for maybe about...
You're right.
12 hours? If that, like 8 hours?
Oh, yeah, because our first episode was us waking up.
Yeah.
All right, let's just go and get it over with. And maybe Boss will be able to, like, handle this a little bit better.
Yeah? Okay, I guess we should go then.
Yeah.
Fine.
So I guess we get in the car and we drive back to Coatlport, right? Like, just...
We gotta use the car. Yeah.
You got the keys.
We got the keys, so yeah.
Yeah, am I the designated driver? What are my hit points? Am I in a stable condition to drive? I'm like 6 out of 13.
I will drive. I'll drive. Oh, it's all good, guys. I'll drive.
Hit points don't necessarily like correlate to like your... I mean, it's kind of hard. Like, because they correlate to your wellness, but they don't necessarily, like, if you're at half hit points, it doesn't mean you're, like, dying.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're okay.
Sure, I will drive.
Okay.
We're just gonna speed.
Oh, no.
We're gonna go, like, 40 miles past the speed limit,
you shouldn't be driving. 40 miles past the speed limit is only okay in Utah and the interstate.
It's okay, I have robot senses.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, I don't trust that because I
Aren't
saw
your
robot
senses broken?
Yes,
Aren't
they are.
Aren't you like short-circuited, my guy?
That's why he thinks it's okay.
Yeah, oh no.
I heard a dice roll.
You're gonna kill us.
We're gonna die in a car crash.
You're okay, nothing happens.
The dice rolls.
You make it back to the Coatl Corp HQ. Just fine.
Okay.
It took 10 minutes instead of 40.
You're not allowed to drive anymore. I will drive next time.
Listen, I don't know why you're complaining.
That was so fun.
That's also why
Way to go, Case. That was like the best. And like Flint reaches for a high five.
We almost died like 12 times.
I make
Frick, yeah!
Who is still crying?
Oh no.
Oh, Jenna.
It's been a long day. This all happened in a day.
Yeah, it did.
It's been a long day.
It's kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Flint kind of walks up to Zero and is like, let's lead the way of this.
Okay.
Go in. United front. And we walk into the building, I guess, and go to the front desk and flash our IDs.
Yeah, you flash your IDs at the tiefling woman, just kind of, and she just kind of like smiles and nods and keeps typing away. She's closing up for the day. You find yourself the elevator up to Quetzalcoatl's office. And you sit through the insufferable elevator music once again.
One of y'all needs to make elevator music.
Yeah.
So you arrive, and Quetzalcoatl is at his desk, and he's waiting for you. He appears to be all packed up. He's got like a cute little white briefcase.
Aww.
And he's just kind of sitting, seemingly waiting for something, most likely you.
Oh no. I walk over and I just kind of... I look very anxious and concerned.
I'm glad to see that the four of you are back in good condition. I think I can say. Bliss told me that there something interesting happened.
Yes.
I would say so.
Yeah. So we had the guns. We had them.
So there were more of them.
There
are three.
Okay.
Three total. Two more.
I mean, good to know that we were right about that part. Okay.
We did have them. Then we did not have them anymore.
You see, there was almost a sudden spike in a hope. There for so we had them, and then it went down. That's past tense.
So I will describe the absolute terrible dude that we met that stole the guns from us.
Oh.
He also stole one of my javelins,
which I think should be our top priority. Really, is the javelins.
Can we do the javelin side quest?
Oh my goodness.
That's the campaign. The quest for Flint's Gavelin. I have it right here. It's at the top of my notes.
Yay!
Little did you all know that I set this up. Like, I manipulated you into caring.
Oh, no.
Do you tell him about the last thing that this man said?
Yes, okay. I do absolutely share that.
Yeah, he said the word funner.
Guy
needs to buy a dictionary.
Well, he did say something else.
He did say something else, but that's the part that stuck out to me.
Okay, he said see you in Parliament.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, well, at least that hunch was right. And he kind of furrows his brow and, like, itches his temple. And, okay, so they are planning on something in Parliament. And you see his eyes just kind of start to go like a million miles an hour. And there's, like, weird colors you see as they kind of, like, glance off of his, the black of his pupils. And he's just thinking. Okay, well, I think we're not going to find him again at the warehouse. So, is there another lead that we could follow?
Yeah, because you know
him. Yeah, at a weapons dealer dude that I sometimes would hit up for information and stuff. One of his assistants was at the warehouse, fighting us.
Well, that you guys are best buds. That's what you said.
Yeah, but like, you know,
So you're friends. Okay.
I mean, I thought we were. Maybe betrayed us. So I don't know if we're friends anymore.
Casey gives Flint an awkward hug.
Oh, Flint hugs back.
Oh,
thanks, bro.
Well, that certainly needs a follow-up, so we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Presently. If that's our only lead at this moment, I think our only other option is just to be prepared for what's going to happen at Parliament next month. I'm not quite sure if we have any other option. Anyways, I will be attending, and I am allowed an entourage, and I think the four of you might be my best option at this point.
Would we know what Parliament is? Is that just, like, government?
Yeah, it's just basically the governing body of the world. Your representative comes from the other cities and towns, and they meet and discuss law and order and other sorts of issues. And also, typically, you have other people that are involved as well. It's not just representative officials. It's also really anyone that has... So, like, you have representatives of, you know... corporations there, like the gods and other people as well. So not because they have a necessary say, but so that they can work together rather than
that's fun
doing bad things.
It's like a town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
kind of. Yeah,
kind of a fancy town hall
meeting. A very fancy town hall meeting. There is a dress code, so go talk with Janice at payroll again, and she can get you maybe the company card, and maybe if you don't have anything to wear, get yourself something nice.
We're going shopping.
We do need, I mean, if you would like, if you don't have anything that you think is suitable for a, you know, a meeting of Parliament.
I think the hoodie's fine.
Well, we're going shopping.
I would appreciate if you didn't represent me wearing a hoodie, but that's...
Listen.
I suppose that's your personal choice.
We're going to go shopping.
Fair enough.
Anyways, the meeting is, I think, he looks down at his watch, because even gods sometimes can't remember the date. The meeting's in about a month, so be prepared. We might meet again. Please follow that lead with your friend there, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Anyways, we'll be in touch. I've got to get home. And he kind of, like, takes his briefcase and walks to the door.
I guess we leave then.
Yeah, we go talk to Janice at payroll to get the company card.
Time to drive, baby.
No.
Fashion montage.
Yeah, so maybe let's do that. So what?
Oh yeah.
What does that look like? What are the four of you going to wear to Parliament?
I imagine Zero is the responsible one taking us to the proper.
Everybody's gonna get nice clothes. Yeah. You can't just get a Gucci hoodie and call it a day.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ned.
Too bad.
Does Zero have a car?
Zero has Quetzalcoatl's car.
I assume there's a company car that we can take.
Zero does,
sure, you can take
Zero
the company.
Does public transportation. Just like good happy montage, and then all of a sudden we switch to all of us like crammed on a bus, sitting awkwardly, yeah, dead silent.
Because I don't think any of us have like, because we also we got to work like either walking or taking the bus or something.
Parkour.
Oh
boy.
Fair.
Yeah.
Are we doing that tonight? Because is it like late at night?
It's late at night.
Do we need to go home?
Yeah.
Well, I want to go home.
You went home, yeah. You went to bed, and you plan to meet up sometime in between in the next month.
Okay. Cool. So I guess, yeah, we meet up and go shopping, baby. Shopping montage. Okay, so I guess we'll go around and, like, say what we're wearing to the fancy event, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be wearing the fancy event.
Okay, so, Flint ends up getting this, like, really pretty, like, deep purple suit that, like, complements his, like, fire, like, sunset hair. And it has, like, one of those really pretty, like, almost floral design ties.
I love that.
And it's like a 3-piece suit, and he has a little like orange, or no, it's like a, like an orange floral design tie, and then there's a little like orange pocket hanky, and then he gets the like feather, ear cuff that his parents sent him.
I love that.
And he has that on for the event. He has his hair up all done in like, you know, braids galore and all of that. But yeah, it's just a really nice 3-piece suit where the vest of it is kind of like this orange design with black, and then the jacket and pants are dark purple.
Nice. I think Zero is also wearing a suit, probably.
Yeah, I knew
that
it.
Makes sense.
I knew it.
That tracks.
I love that.
So I think hers is probably like really kind of deep, like blue, and then it's got like golden kind of like design swirling across it, and then I think that she has her hair probably up in, like, a ponytail, but it's, I think it's kind of, like, floofier, maybe, than it normally would be, and then, yeah, just kind of different gold jewelry pieces that probably can also turn into, like, weapons, or tools, or other things.
I like that.
Yeah.
What, I don't remember, we'll talk about that in a bit.
What does Case wear?
Just a black and white tux, like, I'm going to die. Uncharacteristically nice.
Okay.
We'll just keep that.
He just saw the first thing on the rack, and he was like, yes, that.
Yeah.
This is like a tux that you'd, like, wear to prom?
Can he be
No, like, a very, very good one. Like, one you would wear to, like, the Grammys.
Okay, fair enough.
So, like, a tux that you'd wear to prom, but cost $100,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Can he have a bow tie instead of
Yeah, it's a tux. It's a tux.
Like full-on cummerbund?
Oh my god.
That kind of tux. that kind of tux. Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
I like it.
I really think that Jenna, if she could buy any fancy thing she wanted, just like a really flowy dress. Let's see. I don't even know. Let's say that she wears like, it's just like floor length, and it's kind of like a gold color.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And it's just, and it has like a little cardigan over it. That's what she's wearing.
Gorgeous. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you go and, do you all go together or do you go separately?
I imagine we all go together. Yeah, and again, it's like one of those like try on clothes montage where we're like, you have the curtain in front, and then we're like, all three of the others are like sitting and watching come out and like model something, and then we go back in and model another thing, and we just kind of cycle through doing that until we all find something we like.
Case just comes out and gives a thumbs up and blinks his robot eyes. Flint, are you going to do anything about Percy? What are you doing about that whole deal?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the weapons place. And what was the name of the guy that owned it? Lance! His name is Lance! There you go. Yes, I go to Lance the Hobgoblin's weapons shop place. And I wanted to check up with him anyway because we gave him the serial number.
of the weapon. You go to that side of town, and you enter the tattoo parlor, and you wave at that orc man again. But you go to walk through the back door, and there's absolutely nothing.
I walk back up to the front guy. Hey, dude. My buddy Lance, where is he?
Who the heck's Lance?
Were we gaslighting
her? Flynn has a mild, like, crisis for a second. He's like, no. More than one person saw Lance. The hobgoblin dude that lived in the back with his criminal stuff.
What are you talking about? That's just my garage.
Can I make an insight check?
Yeah, you can make an insight check.
Oh, I'm not great at those, but I'm gonna use my new dice. Not bad. As a 16.
You don't get the feeling that he's being anything but genuine in what he's saying.
Huh. Can I look around your garage just a little bit? Is that alright?
Why do you need to look around in my garage?
You know, man, you know me and my line of work, we just gotta do some stuff sometimes.
Wait, you got a job?
Yeah, man, I didn't tell you. Like, I got a job.
Vinny, get over here. The fire boy got a job. Wait, no, come on. You gotta tell Vinny this. He's been rooting for you since day one. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited, man. Yeah, I'm working at, like, Coatl Corp. Yeah, you know the big corporation downtown?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah,
dude. How'd you land that?
It's been wild, wild stuff. But yeah, I was going on, like, and I kind of, like, tell a shortened version that does not include very many details, but just...
They're just, like, blown away. They're like, holy shoot, that's sick.
Isn't it? Like, it's the freaking best, man.
Job, man.
But anyway, can I, like, look in your back? You know, I don't want to get fired from this job, you know.
Yeah, sure, take a look. I don't care.
Sweet, thanks, bro. You're the best. I go in the back. Can I make an investigation check to see if there's anything... left behind of it.
Make an investigation check.
Okay.
Well, that'll be fun to figure out.
Dirty
20.
You're looking through, it's just every trace of Lance and his setup seems to almost be gone. Like you do not find a crumb or a wrench, but you do notice. You remember what it looked like last time, and you do see subtle indentations and lines where maybe big machinery or a bunch of crates that you knew were that are no longer there. Mm. And you can kind of see just very faint hints that something used to be here not too long ago.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I guess I leave then, and I go back. That's... all that I do, although I go to the people at the front. What are their names? I never got their names from you. Who are the owners of the tattoo parlor?
I didn't have them. I didn't give them names, and I was afraid you were going
to
ask them.
You can't have them be nice to me.
One was named Vinny. A small little half-goblin kid. Mm. And his name is Vinny. And then the big orc man is named Bruce.
Mm. I just leave, like, a description of... Lance with Bruce and Vinny, and I just kind of go like, hey, you know, if you ever see him, come back. And I also tell them about Percy, like his description. Mm-hmm. See any of these guys around, you know my number, give me a text, shoot me a call, you know I'm always ready for that kind of stuff, man. And also, if you just want to like hang out sometime, bro, like we could go out to like the bar or something like some night.
Dude. Yeah, that sounds like a fun time.
It'd be great. Anyway, have a good time, you guys, and Flint leaves.
See you, Flint.
See ya.
Oh my gosh, Flint made a friend.
Yay. Flint actually does have a friend. is there anything else that the four of you would like to do in between, in the time you have before Parliament meets?
I'm assuming we were like back to full health, right?
Just like a long rest.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to check on Professor Zach's feet because I'm worried about them.
I was wondering if you was anyone.
I have to check on them.
At what point do you think you would go and check on them?
Probably pretty quick after, because there's a whole guy that put us in a portal, and that was very bad. And I don't want Zaxby to go in a portal.
I don't think he could handle a portal, honestly.
I don't think they would have a good time in there, so I don't.
He's an academic type. Like, he's used to just spending all day in, like, the office.
Oh gosh, I don't think he can handle it. They're not the bad guys.
No, his office was nice, I remember. There's like bookshelves. It wasn't like a cubicle.
Yeah.
He was like a professor.
They did have a very nice office.
Yeah.
You try and email him a couple more times in the next few days, and you still do not get a response.
I'm gonna go to their office.
which is uncharacteristic of them. Because in your past dealings with them at the university, they responded decently quick, like any professor, yeah. Any good professor.
I just assume that all of my professors that don't reply to me are dead. We're in mortal danger, apparently.
This is a social commentary. If you're a professor, go email your students right now.
They think you're dead. It's not okay.
And so you go to try and visit them in their office at the university, and you initially find that the door is locked.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to pick the lock, because I'm really concerned, actually. I would never do that. Like, Zero would never, ever do that if the events of the last, like, 2 days had not happened to her. Because that's a lot.
Yeah, sure. Pick the lock. Try and pick the lock.
Oh, gosh. I don't have, like, actually, maybe I can't, because I don't think I have, like, thieves' tools or anything.
I might.
You might have thieves tools, but you can always try with like a bobby pin or something stupid.
I'll try that then. You might, maybe.
Obviously, it's harder, but.
Yeah. Well, I rolled a 4.
You rolled a 4.
Plus part of my dexterity, that's not going to probably be enough to chip. Your bobby pin gets stuck in the lock. Oh, gosh.
Are you proficient with thieves tools?
I'll guide myself as well, actually. I'm not proficient with thieves tools. So, wait. And what's my. Because that might be important. That's an 8, so no.
Yeah, it's not very good. You fiddle with it and you use what is at your disposal. You got maybe like a little, like a paper clip and a bobby pin, and you're just, that's just nothing.
I'm going to knock really hard also.
You knock really hard and you wait, and then you knock again. Nothing happens.
So, like, in the hallway where, where Zaxby's office is, like, I assume that there are other, like, professors' offices as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, is there one, like, across, or is there one, like, next to it?
Yeah, there are plenty across and next to it.
So I guess I'll go to whatever professor is across from Zaxby's office, and I want to ask them what's going on. Yeah. Or if they've seen Zaxby anywhere.
You knock on an adjacent office door, and you just hear, like, a, come in.
My name's Zero. I was looking for Professor Zaxby. Do you know, have you seen them anywhere?
Oh, not that you mentioned, I haven't seen them in a couple of days, actually.
Yeah, I was just kind of, just a little bit concerned about them, I guess, because I was emailing them and they didn't email me back, and I've emailed with them before and they usually are pretty prompt, so I was just wondering if anything is wrong, maybe.
They're usually pretty good at getting back. I wonder if they're just out sick, maybe on vacation, I have no clue.
Mm. Do you have, I don't know, I'm just kind of worried. Do you have, like, a phone number for them or something? Just so I can, like, just make sure they're okay.
Yeah. And he kind of clicks a couple of things on his computer, and he pulls up a page, and he pulls up a sticky note and takes out a pen, and he writes down a number on it, and then he hands it to you.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. And then I go in the hallway. And I would, like, try to call the number.
Cool. You try and call the number, and you hear a dial tone, and you start to get, like, the number that you have dialed is not available. And then it picks up.
Oh no. I'm so worried.
And you hear a familiar voice as it comes on the tone, and it just fills you with spite.
No.
And
what did I say?
You hear the man say, "Nice try." And then he hangs up.
It's the guy.
Oh my gosh, I immediately call Quetzalcoatl. Did I not call it? Did I not call that he was the BB?
No, it wasn't.
It's not Zaxby.
It wasn't Zaxby's face.
They kidnapped my buddy.
I know. I'm just saying. Oh, he's had a kidnapper who was disguising themselves.
I don't think that. Flint says this to you. I don't think that.
Flint is not smart enough to even begin to come to any conclusion about this.
I don't think this is Sarah
being a conspiracy theorist.
I trust Professor Zaxby. Okay. That's my final statement on that. I trust Professor Zaxby.
You just met them.
They wore a sweater and they were very nice.
Fair enough.
All right, everyone. World, this is how you get Cammy to trust you. Wear a sweater and be nice for 15 minutes.
I'm writing down my notes.
So, you call Quetzalcoatl and tell him what?
I go, "My friend Professor Zaxby got kidnapped by that guy."
I think Acquaintance is
more accurate. And I'm really upset about it. We need to fix it.
He hears your hysteria and he's like, "Oh no, I'm so sorry. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll figure something out."
And then I'm gonna go to the police.
And then
because he got kidnapped by this dude.
We're gonna go to the police and the army.
I'm just going up the chains.
The Coast Guard.
Also, you go to the police and you file a missing persons report and you explain to them, and you kind of maybe flash your work badge and they kind of are like, "Oh, okay." Mm-hmm. They take you seriously enough. And I mean, that's all they can do for the moment. They tell you they'll go take a look at his office as soon as they can.
And then I'm gonna go to Jenna's house.
Are we all on like a group chat or something? While this is all going on?
I blow it up this group chat. You probably all blocked me.
Oh no. So you come to my house. Like watering my plants or something.
Mm-hmm. Cause I come to your house. You know this from my terrible group chat conversation, mm-hmm. I'm sure you are aware. But, yeah, so I'm probably pretty upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're a ranger, and I know that you're, like, good at, like, figuring out, like, maybe mm-hmm. not, like, necessarily, like, where stuff is, but, like, you would be the best equipped to help me out of all the people that I know, I think.
Okay.
So I come to you.
I think as you're here, I'm trying to just look up if there's any kind of, like, you know, suspicious activity going on that could maybe, like, at the university or that could lead to anything. Just trying to find anything, like, online, because I guess... Can I do things that way? Can I be, like, be good at looking for things like that? Because we're in the internet?
I like that. I mean, like, so I can say, like, yeah, you're good at surfing on the web. You can look for things.
Nice. Okay. Do I find anything? I guess I should say.
Roll an investigation check.
Okay. What is that?
So you roll a d20 and okay. you add your investigation modifier, which should be intelligence plus, if you're proficient in it, your proficiency bonus.
Oh, well, I have a -1 in intelligence.
That sucks.
So.
Can I help her?
Yeah, you can guide her.
Okay.
Or do you want to guide her, or do you want to help her and give her advantage?
I want to give her advantage.
Cool.
Is that a d4?
No, you get to roll your d20 again.
Okay, so that was a 15. And then... Okay, I'm keeping the 15.
You are searching and searching and you're... What exactly are you searching? What are the Google search terms? What's the fantasy Google search terms?
So, like, I'll look up their name, and I'll look up mm-hmm. the university and, like, news reports that have been going on recently, just to see if anything connects.
You get nothing. You get, like, their information page on the university's website, but that's it. And, like,
okay.
the list of their office hours and that.
Can I find anything out just about this person? like, any information about their background or anything.
Not like a biography.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess a couple of articles pull up. There's not a ton. You find, like, a Rate My Professor article. he's got decent reviews. And then you find there's a couple of pieces that the university has done about his work with, like, crypto languages and ciphers. But other than that, you don't. I mean, you don't find anything new. Nothing that's newer than a year.
Okay. Can I find where he lives?
No.
Okay.
Could Flint maybe... I mean, I assume that the group chat...
Everybody's Flint aware knows.
That everyone updated. Can Flint find out where this guy lives?
Roll an investigation check.
Okay, because Flint is going to look around and, like, ask around his usual contacts, people that he worked with before investigation. New dice. No, that's a 7. That's going to be a no. Never mind.
You feel pretty confident in your ability to, like, find information about people. But your expertise is specifically with people with rap sheets.
Yeah.
And
finding your,
this man seems as clean as all get out. So
how dare you never break the law? It'd be so much easier if you had.
Wait. So, if I... Because I fill out a missing persons report, I assume the police have maybe gone to Zaxby's house by now.
Yeah, you could assume so.
So I think that, like, Zero thinks that either there's a couple of things that could have happened. One of them being that Professor Zaxby did something maybe that they shouldn't have done or went somewhere after the information that Zero kind of gave them. Or they were minding their business and the guy, like, kidnapped them. And those are, like, the two theories that are in Zero's head. So specifically, for in terms of the first one, Zero wants to know what they knew, what they found out. Because they probably, they are a professor, they have, like, notes and all this stuff. So Zero either wants to go to their house or to their, get, break into their office at this point, because there's definitely sensitive information somewhere.
I'll say, you get a call the next day, and the police just to update you on the situation. And they went to his house. It was locked. They found nothing out of the ordinary. And they were able to get into his office. They just talked to someone who was able to open it for them. And they tell you that there were signs of a struggle, but there... it was kind of a ruckus, but his computer was gone.
Can I don't know if this is a crime scene at this point, but can I go to their office and see if they have, like, notebooks or if they wrote anything on, like, sticky notes or anything just, like, around?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I do that then.
Cool. I said, yeah, you get there and their office is kind of taped off and there's an officer there kind of just keeping people at bay, but he recognizes you. You saw him at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of, like, lets you in, understand the situation, kind of take a look at things. Another investigation check for me.
You know, can I use a luck point on this? Because I think this is really important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, cool. I feel like that's gonna bite me later, maybe,
mm-hmm.
but...
No, I'm not gonna let this go to waste. So, I don't think maybe we've talked about this, but basically, we said 7 luck points?
I think so.
Oh, wait, is that different from a Divine Baron point?
Yes. So, with luck points, I think we just made a system of, you have, essentially, 7 points for the entire lifetime of your character, where if you fail a roll, you can use that, and you can automatically succeed. So you can roll first,
okay.
And then decide if you want to use it.
The investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's not... That's 15. So I kind of want to... I kind of think I'll get maybe more if I use it, but I don't know if there's even anything here to find.
You, as you're looking around, you notice that there is one spot on his, out of everything in this room, his bookshelf seems untouched, but there is one book that is missing.
I feel like I wouldn't know which book unless it was a book that he pulled out when we were in their office earlier talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He did not.
Okay.
Is that all you would like to do?
Yeah, I think I've kind of exhausted my resources at this point for this. I'm still actively looking for Zaxby the entire time,
mm-hmm.
because it kind of sucks if he just to, like, sit there for, like, a whole month. But,
me too. I don't
like,
know.
Until I know the next time I'm going to see the guy who, yeah. So, I'm actively looking, but I don't know if I would find anything.
And can I just, with my contacts and people that I've met, can I just give a vague description of Zaxby and be like, hey, if you like hear anything about this dude, please contact me.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll do the same for my robot friends.
So the four of you expend your efforts. That's kind of your job the next month, is to look for Zaxby and any other leads. And he's your biggest one, I guess, they're your biggest one at this point. And you try your best. Case, even with you and your robot friends, you know, you have databases that you scan people's face. It's very easy to pick someone out of the crowd. You find nothing.
That sucks.
You spend a lot of time looking, you know, you make some new friends, you get to know the city a little bit better, but you can't find anything.
I mean, Flint probably, like, at some point, we don't have to roleplay this, but probably, like, called his parents and stuff, and said hi, said what he was doing, probably vented everything that's been going on.
Aww. Yeah. So, as you search throughout the month and as you prepare to go to Parliament, the four of you are now level 3.
Woo! Yeah.
Can my dog come to Parliament?
Yes, your dog can come to Parliament.
I don't know.
Can you get him a little...
Can we talk about him for a second?
Yes, let's talk about him for a second.
So, as a level 3 ranger, it's a beastmaster that I am, and I guess we can say in those 3 months that my dog has come, maybe I finally got it approved that he can come live at my apartment or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, I like that.
And so, like, for the handbook, or, like, the player's handbook, or, he would be under a mastiff, but I'm going to say he's a bloodhound. And his name is Boris. Aww. And so he just lives with me now. And I think that when we show up, he has, like, on his collar, he's wearing, like, a black collar that has rhinestones on it and it has a bow tie on it.
Aww, that's adorable.
So cute. That's so sweet.
He's with me now all the time.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Boris the Bloodhound.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
He's a very good boy. I would want to say that, like, he just lived at the farm that I was at before. And so...
You sent your dog to live on the farm.
No! No! Cut that out. No, he lived on the farm already. I got sent to the city.
He thought you were dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what pets tell other pets.
Please don't pet this. This is great.
That's what pets tell other pets when their owners.
Oh no.
That's awful.
Oh no. Why don't you ask him?
I actually could ask him. I have.
Oh, you can talk to animals?
Wait, who gets to voice Boris? Me or you, Maddie?
Me.
Ruh-ruh-ruh.
No, Boris doesn't sound like that. Yeah. That's probably copyrighted.
Definitely Flint, at some point in the month, ritual casts speak with animals. It's like, hey buddy, it's so good to meet you, you're such a good friend. I'm a big friend of Jenna's.
Boris is also pretty lazy, so he just kind of rolls over and he's like, hello?
Flint is just, like, fully energetic. Like, he's definitely, like, a terrier. Like, he is just, like, ready to go and just annoying. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's what it sounds like to everyone else who does not have that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's like, and then it's like... Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, Flint just constantly... Now that he has this new ability to... Mm-hmm. That he's passed down from his family to be able to talk to animals sometimes, he's like, I'm gonna do it to the only animal I know!
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, Flint definitely does have a hamster that lives under, just in his apartment. It's free-range hamster. It might just be a rat that got its tail accidentally cut off by something, but Flint
has,
has made friends that his name is Chonko.
Okay, could I just say that every single word you just said made every other word you just said better than it was before? Just in a row. It just compounded and got way better.
Woo! And he's also definitely friends with all the pigeons that live around
him. They just pass by and he's like, hey, I'm the conflict!
He's like, woo, woo, woo,
woo, woo.
Pigeon noises.
Breadcrumbs! Breadcrumbs!
Yeah, man! Throws a Twinkie.
Thanks!
You're not a burrito.
Oh, the wing! Oh, right in the wing!
Sorry, man, sorry!
You're good, he like gives you a thumbs up with his wing.
Ah, yes. But yeah, Flint now is abusing his power.
Oh my goodness.
So maybe now would be a good time to talk about why Flint has this power.
Right. Yes. Flint's subclass is the Totem Spirit, Totem Warrior, and his family, they're like, you know, family symbol is the Firebird, and they've always, like, kind of had this ancestral thing with it, and speaking with animals is a part of that, birds especially, but, you know, they've always been able to have a connection to nature that way, considering especially, too, that there's sort of a primordial vibe about their family, even in the past. They sent him, his mom decided that now that he's all grown up on his own in the city, sent him one of the family heirlooms that goes to each of the kids, and it's this ear cuff with feathers coming out the back, and all of a sudden he was able to tap into the spirit of the Firebird, which in this case we're using an eagle as the staff for that. But anyway, with that, he gets to speak with animals as a ritual spell. And also beast sense, which is super fun, and it's something that his family's been able to do for centuries, passing down through the tribe of the Anatol tribe. So yeah, he's abusing that power, and they knew he would, and that's why he hasn't gotten it until he's, like, 25. His sisters all got it when they were 18, and he was okay with that. But, so that's why he can now do that, and I'm going to abuse this power. Be ready, Brayden.
I figured you would. But if anyone is, I'm glad it's you.
Thank you, that means a lot. Anyway...
I love the hamster.
And I'm going to, because I feed Chonko, I assume there's some sort of loyalty there. I will have Chonko be a sort of security system in my apartment. like a surveillance. It's not a good apartment. It's like a brick brownstone, you know, studio apartment that's about, you know, I don't know, probably 30 by 30 feet. It's very small.
How does Chonko alert you?
He doesn't alert me of anything. When I get home, he will tell me if someone has been in my apartment.
Okay.
I have that. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be, like, good for me coming back in a timely manner. But, like, if I come back, I'll be like, hey, was anybody here? And he'll say yes or no. It's not going to be helpful to me. It'll just let me know if someone's been there.
Screams really loud.
So, in all of...
Chonko screams from the rooftop. I'm like, everybody take a moment and imagine your Max screaming.
It's quite a bit.
Chonko sounds like a siren.
So, in all of time and space, Chonko, the Twinkie hamster, has only existed for about 5 minutes, but I would die for this little boy.
Me too. If we ever have merch, all of the merch is for Chonko. For Chonko and Boris.
go security.
It's like a buddy. They have like a buddy cops show spinoff.
Yes. But yeah, Chonko Security Services, and I imagine Flint has talked business with him and pays him in Twinkies to be a security.
This hamster's like a freaking bot boss.
He's in like little uniform and everything. I imagine Chonko has a little paper hat that Flint made.
At level 3 for clerics, I get second level spells now, which is nice. And then I think that's... I don't have anything, like, special from being a unity cleric right now, so I think that's really the only thing that I get at this level. Oh, but I do get access to, I think, 2 new spells from my unity domain, and so one of them, I think, is... So it's Aid and Warding Bond.
Ooh, both of those are really good spells.
Yes.
Yeah, clerics, I feel like, yeah, you don't get a lot, but that's when you actually start to get spell slots.
Yes, so now I can heal you guys a lot.
Yay.
Woo!
Instead of just running around with Chase at like 3
yeah.
points.
Oh, are we rolling health dice or whatever?
Yes, we'll do that in a second.
Okay, cool. At level 3, Case, we're catching bullets, baby. That's all I want to reveal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're catching bullets. That's all that matters.
Case is the 3rd level monk can catch projectiles, which is fun.
Okay, so deflect missiles. I can use a reaction to deflect or catch missile when I hit by range attack. If it'll reduce damage, 1d10 plus the dexterity modifier plus the monk level. And if that damage is reduced to 0, I can throw it back for a key point.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I love it.
That's very
fun. Also, from the... Need to like get my stuff together. From level 2, I forgot to add this, but there's this thing called dedicated weapon, which is like during a long or short rest, I can touch weapon that's not a monk weapon and turn it into a monk weapon.
Yeah.
As long as it's not heavy or special. It can only be simple or martial.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Heck yeah, guys. Level 3. This is where it starts to get fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I mean, it's always... I hope it's always fun.
I've been waiting for this whole time.
Maddie just wanted her dog.
That's the whole reason why I was this character.
I love your dog so much.
Boris
is the best.
I'm so excited for Boris.
I am too.
We get merch where Chonko and Boris are like friends.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes, the Chonko-Boris security firm. Animal security.
Oh, that's so good.
It's like a buddy cop sitcom.
Yes, you're so
that's
right.
That's the spinoff.
That's so right.
Buddy cop sitcom.
Okay. The 4 of you on the day of the parliament meeting, you get all gussied up and you head over to Kowatocorp and you meet Quetzalcoatl in his office. And he is kind of dressed to the nines. He's wearing his trademark pinstripe white suit and his little trilby, but instead of black lines, they're gold.
Ooh.
This boy's got fashion.
This boy do have got fashion.
He got me too.
And he is a great, good to see you all. We will be departing shortly. We're just waiting on one more, or 3, and. As he says that, Bliss kind of like runs through the room and she's like, all right, Kay, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late. I had to finish getting ready. Spent a lot of time on my makeup, but that is A-okay. And Bliss just looks amazing. She's definitely put effort into her look. She's got her hair up. She's wearing this slitted dress down to her knees. And she's wearing like the biggest heels you've ever seen, and she's just owning them. And she like ran in with them, and you didn't see her trip.
How tall is she in heels?
She is approaching 7.5 feet in heels.
Wow, nice.
Oh my gosh, yes. Flint just has heart eyes.
Oh.
Quetzalcoatl sees Bliss coming, and he's got this kind of sad look on his face almost when he sees how she's dressed and how she's prepared. And he's like, actually, Bliss, we need to have a chat. Considering the ramifications of the situation, I think it might be better that you split up for Parliament this time. And she just gets the most heartbroken look on her face. And she's like, okay. That's fine. She like kind of scratches the back of her head. She's like, all right, I know. Probably not the smartest decision to go like this, considering what happened last time. And she's like, do you guys mind looking away, maybe? Just turn around for a second?
I do that, and I cover my eyes. I do that, and I cover my dog's eyes, too.
Oh, that's so cute.
You turn around, and all of a sudden, similar to what happened when you originally rescued Bliss from the goblins, there is a flash of bright light, and you hear... a man's voice go kind of, it's all right, you can turn back now, we're decent. And you turn around and you're met with three individuals who you saw during that initial rescue mission for Bliss. So you recognize the man as Bree. And Quetzalcoatl, Case, Flint, Jenna, Zero, these, I'm assuming from what I heard that you are familiar enough with Bree, but these are Yuko and Millie as well. The three of them together, they are Bliss.
Are they like twins? Are they like triplets, or is it?
No, they're drastically different, all of them. Bree has kind of got, it's a very Scottish kind of setup almost, so he's wearing kind of like a nice t-shirt and a blazer, and he's got, it's not like a kilt, it's like a kilt, but it's not like all Scottishy, it's just like this very nice kind of like sleek skirt. Nice. And then Yuko has kind of her hair up in a high ponytail, and she's just wearing this long flowy dress with a slit down the side. And then Millie is wearing this just absolutely gorgeous burgundy suit with like black lapels.
Yeah, Flint looks at all of them and has hard eyes
for all of them. Nice. It's like, nice to see you guys again. Better circumstances this time.
Well, if it means anything, I mean, you all look great.
Yeah, thanks. We took a long time to get ready, even before Bliss did, so.
So, when is this party starting?
Quetzalcoatl answers you, and he's like, momentarily. We actually probably should get going right now. Before we leave, I think it might be best if we divide and conquer. We're going to go off maybe in teams and just to make sure that we cover as much ground as possible in Parliament. We don't know when anything is going to happen or if anything is going to happen. But I think it would be good to just split up. So I think I thought about it. Millie, I need you to go with Case and Jenna. Yuko, you team up with Zero. And Flint, I think I'd like you to be with Millie.
Sweet.
All right, we best get going. And he kind of, he raises his hands, he like claps his fingers, and the glass panel in the kind of space needle that is off is kind of opened up, and then you see this just white limousine kind of like hover up. Nice. And the doors kind of face in a little walkway, like struts out from the office, and you can, from where you can walk out in the vehicle. You drive across the city. You're not incredibly far away because you're kind of in the center of the square. The Parliament building itself is kind of, if you picture the center square of the city, and there's just like a big boulevard that shoots up in the northern direction, that just there are trees and parks and benches where people will just walk around all day. And at the end of the this boulevard there is just the grandest building in all of Omnia. And you just fly over and the sun is beginning to set and you see that as some of parts of the city are starting to go to bed and lights are turning off, others are turning on. And you just kind of see Omnia in a way that you might not have seen before. Just a new angle, and so it's kind of fun for the four of you. But you eventually land, and it's kind of... Parliament is as important as it is. it's kind of a big event.
Yes. Sorry, I really like that idea, though.
Yeah. So you get there and there's a red carpet and people are taking pictures and, you see plenty of people because, it's kind of an event where anyone is allowed to an extent. Like, you know, it can obviously the building can only fit so many people, but anyone, especially anyone that has a purpose in going can go and participate. And so the limo kind of touches down as it descends in front of the red carpet, and the four of you get out with Quetzalcoatl and the other three.
As I get out of the limo, I think that my hair kind of changes to be a little bit more, like, colorful, and I think my eyes now look like Quetzalcoatl's eyes.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, you see as Zira gets out of the middle, her physiology just kind of changes ever so slightly. Like this ripple kind of goes down her hair, and her eyes like change.
I hold my arm out to Millie, and
she looks at you actually, mm-hmm. and she kind of blows you off. Not in a rude way, but she kind of just like looks. Turns away, turns her head.
It was a polite gesture to lead down the runway. It's
fine. Yeah, he's fine with it. He just shrugs. Cool. So do we head down the red carpet then?
Yeah, remind me who the teams are again.
So Millie is going to be with Flint. Mm-hmm. Yuko's going to be with Zero. And Bree is going to be with Case and Jenna.